Good afternoon. What is your name?
Reverend Daniel A. Buford.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Oakland and which part of Oakland?
I've lived in Oakland since 1986, and I've lived all over Oakland.
Okay.
In that period of time. So I've lived in East Oakland and West Oakland.
Okay. And you currently reside in?
West Oakland.
In West Oakland. Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about yourself, who you are?
I'm a minister at the Island Temple Baptist Church, a social justice activist.
Okay.
I'm an artist. Community organizer.
Oh.
That kind of stuff.
Okay, very broad. And how did you arrive where you are? What was your journey?
In terms of being here in California or my profession or
both.
Calling? Or
yes, both.
That's a deep question.
Yeah, it
okay,
is a deep.
Okay, all right, well, I arrived in California because I had a job offer waiting on me in 1986.
Okay.
So I had a choice between being employed in California and being unemployed in Ohio. What would you do?
Move to California.
Right. Because you see what's not happening there now.
Right.
Almost not about to be happening when I was there. That's why I left.
You okay.
You see it drying up.
Right.
So that's why I left, because opportunities in Ohio really are drying up for a creative person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a creative person.
Okay.
I'm creative as a minister. I'm creative as an activist. I'm creative as an artist.
Yes.
And if you're creative in any of those three areas, mm-hmm. then black in Cincinnati, ain't nothing for you.
So you came to the right place.
Exactly.
Good. Exactly. Good. So our issue that we're really talking about today is, let me tell them the pictures.
I'm not going to eat.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I just don't want to be covered.
Right. Right, so the big issue that's going on everywhere, but specifically in Oakland, is gentrification. We see it happening a lot in North Oakland, West Oakland, even here in East Oakland. So my question is, what does gentrification mean to you?
It means the loss of the old character of the community, the loss of the old character of the neighborhoods. But it means cleaner, more city services, more police attention, more white people.
Wow.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that the income average is going to increase. So I know that Larry Reed doesn't like to call his area ghetto, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it won't be no ghetto after that.
Right. Okay. So how has living in Oakland impacted your life?
I'd say it's enriched my life, not financially. Still waiting on that, of course, but it's a very culturally rich experience. And I'd say that out of all of the cities in California one could live in as a black person, Oakland's probably, and that's not saying much,
mm-hmm.
but Oakland is probably the best city to live in California as a black person.
Okay.
Which, once again, is not saying a whole lot.
Right.
Because people are leaving.
So what do you love most about the community, and what one thing would you change about Oakland?
I like the openness to creativity at every level. I think that's a good thing. And what I would change about Oakland or the people?
About Oakland or about Oakland.
What I would change about the people would be their amount of self-hatred. That's what I would change.
Right.
Because if people didn't hate themselves, they would
take less violence.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there'd be less violence. They would take care of the city. They would be throwing garbage around. There's
yes.
a lot of reverberating impacts just from if you if you love yourself or you love your kind.
Right.
And so that's really Oakland's biggest problem is that people are alienated, and gentrification, you mentioned that, is going to create more alienation. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to, with gentrification comes displacement.
Yes.
And with displacement, you know, comes rootlessness. Mm-hmm. And people don't feel rooted in a community. The people who leave and go someplace else don't feel rooted to where they go. Mm-hmm. And the new people don't feel rooted. So the new people don't care about neighborhood or cultural traditions that have been there, because they're trying to implement their own stuff. You can see this with the white people moving in around West Oakland.
Right.
And they know good and darn well they're moving next to a black church.
Yes.
But now, all of a sudden, they want the people not to sing so loud.
Right.
That's crazy.
It is. Yeah. Yes. So, what do you hope for the future, and do you see yourself living in Oakland for the next 10, 15, 20 years?
Well, that assumes, I assume one is going to be alive. So,
right.
So, yeah, let's say hypothetically I'll be here for another 20 years. Seeing as how I'm 62 now, so being here another 20 years, I'll be definitely an old man by then.
Did you bring any photos with you that are have significance?
I did and I didn't. I was rushing to get down here, and I didn't really bring a photo. I brought a photocopy, and I told Nia that if she wanted me to email a current selfie or something like that, I could do that.
Okay.
So I could do that. After you finish here, I'll get the thing out.
Okay. So just to sum up everything. What does Oakland mean to you?
Oakland is a place where Oakland is a place where there is a cultural renaissance of the African American. There is, in fact, a cultural renaissance here. It's a political renaissance and a cultural renaissance, and it affects, and it's affected the entire world. Look, I was over in South Africa in a graveyard. Hmm. The graveyard between Soweto and Cliptown in Johannesburg. And in that graveyard, there's sayings from the Black Panthers on gravestones.
Really, in South Africa?
In South Africa. So there's sayings from George Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And there's inscriptions right on the stones, people wearing a beret like I'm wearing.
Right.
And with their fists. That's Oakland.
Right.
So you can go way over to a cemetery in South Africa and see that people wanted to have on their tombstone something that comes from Oakland.
Wow, that's deep.
That is deep. Tupac come from Oakland.
Right.
The Panthers come from Oakland.
Right.
Rap didn't start here, but it was developed here in Oakland. So Oakland is a place where Dr. J. Alfred Smith at Allen Temple,
yes,
where I work, you know, and he's world famous.
And
that ministry is world famous.
Mm-hmm. The church is.
But, yeah, and the church is world famous. And I'm not nearly as famous as him out of the church, but I don't do too bad in my own right, you know, in terms of the types of things I try to stand for. So that's what I like about Oakland, is that here you got a church right up the street that was one of the places where the Black Panthers received their support, and it's still a place where people who were in that party are church leaders to this day.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a lot. We got people from Huey Newton's family in there, mm-hmm, Bobby Seale's family, mm-hmm, and a whole bunch of other folk.
Right. Okay.
And so that's what I like about Oakland is that it draws a lot of people of African descent here who are very talented and spiritual. So I like that.
Yes. We are spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got all these churches all over the place. Ain't nobody in them, but we've got them.
Right. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Mm, no, what is going to happen with all of this interviewing?
Well, it's I'm not absolutely sure, but I know that I'm going to